what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and you get to actually control the content of the website if you would like, or you can just go and surf it and enjoy. But if you want, you can find something online that you think's interesting and submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com. It will then display on our website, and then others who view the site get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've suggested as prep, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, at least until it's replaced by something else, because it's always, you know, it's always something fresh being submitted to the site. But that's thanks to listeners like you. If our listeners didn't submit anything to the site, there'd be nothing there. So it's all thanks to you.
And there's a lot of stuff submitted.
Yeah. Over at freetalklive.com. And also now with pretty significant spam controls. There was an issue with spam earlier in 2011, and our tech gurus have solved that problem. If you're a brand new member over at freetalklive.com, you will have your posts moderated for a short time until the moderators are certain that you're not some robot attempting to sell Rolex watches on the website. So, freetalklive.com. Head over there. Get interactive. The insanity continued this morning here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I just, you know, figured I'd give you an update on what's going on here, because it's I find it particularly outrageous. And I think that other people might be interested in this. So, just to briefly recap, and Nemi, you're aware of a lot of this. You've seen the videos.
Yes.
I don't know how many of the videos you've seen, Mark. I know you're not a video-watching kind of guy. So, Derek J., who's on Tuesday nights, and I have been banned from the courthouse property, as well as a handful of other activists, Kelly and Kate. Kate's one of our bloggers over at freekeen.com. We've been banned from the courthouse property for allegedly harassing the bureaucrats there. Now, what do they consider harassing? Well, first of all, no one has ever been convicted of harassing. There's never been a court trial.
It's just pieces of paper handed out.
Right, they just said this to us. And what do they consider harassing? Well, we had our friend Jason Talley from Talley.tv. He was arrested, along with Kelly, in this very courthouse because they didn't stand up fast enough for the judge.
Well, they blocked his way. They blocked Talley's way out of the courtroom.
The government bureaucrats did, is what you're saying.
Yep.
Yeah, so he was trying to get up, trying to leave, because he didn't want to stand for the judge, but they threatened him over not standing for the judge. And so he decided he was going to leave the courtroom, because that's what they demanded. You either stand for the judge or leave
the courtroom.
So he was trying to leave. They arrested him. And then Kelly stayed seated in protest of them arresting Jason Talley. They ended up dragging Jason out by the handcuffs that they put on him. And it was awful, awful what happened. And, you know, as a member of the news media, I would like to be able to, and anybody is a member of the press. I mean, as long as you have a blog or whatever, you're a member of the press, right? If you get a YouTube channel, you're a member of the press. And so I happen to have a talk show, but that shouldn't matter because anyone should be a member of the press. And I decided that those of us who were concerned about this, decided we were going to go and try to hold these people accountable. Well, they've already banned cameras and media devices from the courthouse, so we know we can't bring those in there. We're risking arrest by bringing media devices into the courthouse.
It's not a risk. It's a certainty.
Yes. In fact, Talley has been arrested for that as well. So we knew we couldn't go inside to ask them questions to attempt to hold these supposedly public government employees accountable. So therefore, well, how do you do that? How do you hold government public employees accountable if you can't go into their place of business?
Without making an appointment. Because that's how it's worded to you guys, right? Is that you are not allowed on
the premises. I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Okay.
So if we can't go inside the building to hold them accountable, what do we do? Well, we could stand outside the building. Wait until they get off work. Wait until they come to work. Then try to ask them some questions. So that's what we did. So there was several days where we were there morning and afternoon, and we were asking them questions, also singing carols. It was the holiday season, so we were singing some chronic carols, which you can download over at tools.freekeen.com. Download your own song sheet. And, you know, I guess they didn't like that very much. They didn't like being held accountable. They didn't like having cameras pointed at them, having questions asked of them, and having songs sung in their general direction. So then they sent the men with badges, the sheriffs, out to threaten us and let us know that if we were to come back, and this was, again, over several days. There's videos over at freeking.com to scroll back for the last couple of weeks. They then threatened us and said, well, you can't come here anymore, period. Anywhere on the entire property without asking for permission first from the sheriff. And then when we came back again, they came out and they then handed us, and we're standing on the sidewalk this time, because again, we've already been arrested multiple times. We're really in the mood to be arrested again. So we were standing on the sidewalk. They came out, hand us these written orders. So they had threatened us verbally on camera before. Now they hand us written orders from the sheriff himself, Dick Foote. And the written order basically says the same thing. You can't come on the property at all without asking me permission. Now, Nemi, how many times have you tried calling Dick Foote, the sheriff, in order to meet with him, talk with him, etc.?
I've called the sheriff's department. I was actually looking to speak with one of his deputies rather than himself, but I was never able to actually get someone on the phone. And I understand they're out and about doing things all the time, really. I can't call back on a voicemail, can't call me from a cell phone, but probably 10 times over the course of 2 weeks.
Okay, I thought you tried to call the sheriff himself. No. You're talking about one of the deputies, who seems like one of the nicer ones, the one you're talking about here. This is not the rude jackball that is the sheriff himself. He is a total jerk. He's even threatened you, Mark, when you were doing some media stuff outside, threatened you with arrest.
Like, you know, real stuff. You know, guys, I had a suit and a microphone. Big cameras. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, this was you know, local news stuff, not your average activist.
This guy's a thug. I mean, he's a thug through and through. But anyway, this other guy's not. He seems like very nice. I've had conversations with him before.
He's very pleasant to deal with.
But he's not calling you back.
Correct.
And I have tried contacting this sheriff, not since the ban, but prior to.
Mm.
So prior to me being banned, I tried contacting the sheriff himself. For comment on an issue of how some of his agents were behaving. And he never returned my contact. In fact, his secretary told me that the reason why I can't have an appointment with him is because he's in and out.
Yeah, I got that too, in and out.
So therefore, you just can't have an appointment with this elected official.
Can't make an appointment, sorry.
Right. And so now, that so same
you can't get him on the phone. You can't get permission to come on the property. I mean,
and
you've been effectively banned.
Right, Kate, who is also banned, blogger at freekeen.com. Kate has tried calling this sheriff, the head guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has not returned her calls. So he says we're supposed to call him, ask permission, before we come on the court property. Yet he's unavailable to even talk to.
And not returning calls.
Yeah. So here we are this morning. I find out last night that there's a jury selection happening, or excuse me, jury selection had happened on Monday, and that there was a trial scheduled for today. Now, we have a habit around here of doing jury nullification outreach. For those that don't know, Mark, what is jury nullification?
It is the ability, the thousand-year right of juries to nullify the law, essentially, to judge not only the defendant, their guilt or innocence, but the law's sort of relevance to society, or at least in this particular instance. So many times it was used, you know, for the positive in the situations of prohibition and fugitive slave situations. They wouldn't hold people that were housing fugitive slaves responsible for doing so, say in the North. However, it has been used in negative fashions with, you know, down in the South, particularly when there'd be like murder trials of white people for black people. It would look like the community just wouldn't convict. So it's basically a right of juries to nullify the law.
So I find out there's this jury trial happening, which, to my knowledge, there hasn't been a jury trial since I was put on trial this summer. That's not to say there aren't people getting arrested in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. That's to say that most people take the plea deal.
They just don't take it to trial.
Right. So we decided last night, those of us activist types, that we were going to go out and do some jury outreach, even though we've been banned from the courthouse. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, and bring up whatever you want. Take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. The website includes the bulletin board system where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you can actually find the show prep that we end up using on the show. So there's several threads there for that. There's a whole subforum actually for it. Once again, go to bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs www.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. Updating you quickly here and then still to come, we'll talk about marijuana and your lungs here in a bit. Emmy's going to tell us about it. But first,
do you not have enough time to read books anymore? Audiobooks are a great way to get in all that reading that you want to do without carving out time in your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, everything else. All the categories that you can imagine in a bookstore, they've got at Audible.com. It's fast, easy, and affordable. Downloading the books is easy. I've done it several times, and if I can do it, believe me, you can do it. I listen to audiobooks all the time, and Audible makes it easy for you. You can get a free gold membership, and that includes a free download, a free book. You can get a free book from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. All you have to do is go over there and take a look at their huge selections, tens of thousands of books. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go get your free one.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Again, still to come more about marijuana and lungs in a 20-year study. We'll get to that. But just recapping quickly today's events here in Keene, New Hampshire. We went out bright and early this morning to the courthouse here where I've been banned, and Derek J. From Tuesday Nights on Free Talk Live has been banned, and a couple other great activists in the area have also been banned, Kate and Kelly. All for singing songs in the parking lot, for asking the bureaucrats questions on camera when they get off work or go to work. These are things that, you know, if you've read that pesky First Amendment, seem like they should be covered by it. Like,
yeah. Seems like a layup, right?
I mean, even if you read the harassment statute, what you guys are doing is doesn't, in my view, constitute harassment.
Well, clearly it doesn't constitute harassment. They never bothered arresting and charging us for harassment, right? So Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, violated, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble,
violated,
and to petition the government for a redress of grievances,
violated.
So, with the exception of, well, you know, they also destroyed my freedom of religion because they violated my right and my friend's right to stay seated for the man in the robe that comes in, which is a freedom of religion issue. So they violated all the tenets of this courthouse of the First Amendment.
Federal, yes.
The federal
also,
First Amendment.
Right of conscience is outlined in the New Hampshire Constitution. And
this is true.
That would be my objection.
And the New Hampshire Constitution also outlines free speech and free press should be inviolably preserved, which clearly it hasn't been.
It hasn't been.
But, you know, that's just my interpretation. Clearly, my interpretation doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what you think either, because you are probably not a man in a robe. What matters is what the man in the robe, the men in the hats and the silly badges think. Because they came out and they banned us all from this courthouse. Well, we find out there's a jury trial this morning. And we found out pretty last minute, actually. Normally, I have a habit of calling the courthouse every weekend to check their voicemail service. They have this courthouse, probably it's common, that when you get a jury summons, it tells you, hey, call this phone number the weekend before your service date and make sure everything's still on. Because sometimes, you know, the defendant will take a plea deal at the last minute, or they'll have to change something, continuance will be granted, and they don't want the jurors to show up at Monday morning if there's no trial, right? So they'll record a greeting for the jurors on this jury line. Well, I spaced out for whatever reason. I didn't call that this weekend. And so it happens to be the one weekend where there actually is a jury trial scheduled a couple days after. Ended up finding out last minute, decided, let's go, let's do this thing. Derek J. was up for it. I was up for it. The other folks were up for it. So we figured we're going to go and stand out in front of the courthouse and challenge this thing. We're going to, because It wasn't that we were going to stand in the parking lot.
Yeah, I don't know that you were challenging it. I mean, you were.
I felt like it was a challenge to some level because the courthouse is funny, right? They have the way it's set up here is it's not a complete rectangle, the property grid, because what happens is the sidewalk, as you're walking up alongside the courthouse, walking up to the front doors, the sidewalk kind of cuts away from running parallel with the road, turns at a diagonal, turns basically at a 45-degree angle toward the front door. So the sidewalk actually goes right up to the front door rather than, say, you know, staying away from it and just kind of being on the edge of the property. Am I describing this appropriately?
Yes.
So the sidewalk turns away and or turns toward the building
right.
and goes right past the front door and then turns back away and goes back toward the street.
That's correct.
And there's a little kind of inlet with a little road that no one's allowed to go in because it's been barred off or whatever. And they've painted on the ground white lines along the sidewalk where it would go straight if there was a sidewalk there. And I don't know if those white lines were there before or if they painted them just because of us. I don't recall that. So we're up there handing out these jury nullification pamphlets, which you can go and download over at nhjury.com or tools.freekeen.com. And we're handing these things out to the people that were coming in this morning. And, of course, we hand them to everyone. We don't know who the jurors are. We're just going to hand them to anyone.
Anybody who walks in gets themselves a jury pamphlet.
That's right. And that's going fairly well. People are taking them as they normally do here in New Hampshire. They're more likely to take these flyers than they were down in Florida when I did it. It's like maybe a 70-80% acceptance rate here. Down in Florida, it was like 40-50% would take them. I don't know why. That's just how things are.
Interesting.
So that's going well. And, of course, it doesn't take long before three sheriff's officers come out the front door. We grab our video cameras and begin rolling. They then come out and, of course, do what I expected them to do. My prediction last night, you may recall this, Nemi, was that they were going to come out and threaten us and attempt to get us to jump through a hoop, that they wouldn't arrest us right away because it wasn't real clear. They had told us before, you have to be on the sidewalk. Well, I figured they would be a little uncomfortable with the fact the sidewalk cuts right in toward the front of the building. And indeed, they did threaten me, and they said, you know, you need to be outside that white line. I said, well, wait a minute. You said I had to be on the sidewalk. Now you're just changing the rules around, because that's what bureaucrats do. Once they put up one hoop and you jump through it, they know you're good to jump through another hoop.
Yep.
So is this white line new?
I can't recall.
I'll have to go down and take
a look. It looks newish. It looks pretty new. And so I said, well, you said it was the sidewalk. And he was like, well, it's probably the white line. And I said, well, that sounds like you're making a legal conclusion and you don't really know for sure. Well, why don't you stay around and we'll find out?
Oh, nice.
Basically was their position.
Yeah. I don't really care if I'm right or wrong. We'll throw you in jail and figure it out.
Yeah. Right. He has no liability for throwing me in jail.
He's not going to get thrown in jail if he's wrong.
Right. So none of us stayed behind the white line. We continued to pass out the jury information as was necessary. Derek J. even crossed into the parking lot a few times, and they didn't come back out. So that was a good thing. But before all that, they threatened our friend Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org and banned him from walking into the parking lot, even though he's never been in the parking lot talking to bureaucrats, filming bureaucrats, or singing to bureaucrats. They didn't accuse him of harassing anyone. They just told him he's not allowed. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. And here tonight with you, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Visit Nemi's website. It is the Shire Free Press, kind of under construction.
Still coming. There was great progress made last night. More to come tonight, so...
But it's a new organization of press folks out here in the Shire, and you'll be doing reportings and such. So shirefreepress.com, bookmark it, come back later for more content.
That's right. Come back tomorrow, too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Mark, tell me about something important.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat, and not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a sustainable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. If you get any trouble from some government bureaucrats, you weigh anchor, you sail away. It can be sailed by one person, by the way. You can be involved for as little as $1,000 and the commitment of as few as 8 months. It's ericksoncouncil.com. Let me spell it for you. ericksoncouncil.com.
So, just about finished with this recap for you here of what today's insanity was at the courthouse in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where we do this radio program. And, you know, it turns out that they say that in order to retain one's rights, that you must exercise them. And I believe that to be true. For instance, you look at folks with open carry. In a lot of places, they'll tell you, you shouldn't open carry. It scares people. But on the other hand, I think the sensible viewpoint is, if you want to retain your right to bear arms, you must use the right. You must open carry. So people can see it and be used to people open carrying. So they don't freak the F out when
somebody's
open carrying.
If somebody freaks out because of open carrying, they probably won't freak out the fifth time they see it.
It will become, they'll become acclimated to it, hopefully, right? So that's the idea. You use the rights or you lose them. If no one's open carrying, it's no problem for the government people to be like, well, let's just ban open carrying. And poof, there goes your rights at that point. And so I believe in using rights. So I believe in free speech. Hey, look, I'm on the radio. I talk every night. And I believe in the right to free press. I think the press should be able to hold these government people accountable. We certainly can't, you know, if you don't pay taxes, then they might throw you in a cage. They might take my house from me if I stop paying property taxes around here, for instance. So the one thing I thought I could do was ask them questions on video. But it seems like when you exercise these rights, that they're not protected. That turns out you don't even really have them in the first place. That it was all just a big joke. Because to say you have a right to free speech, to say you have a right to be the free press, to say you have a right to assemble, means that you should be able to do those things without question. Without being threatened by the government people. Without being intimidated. Having a man get up in your face and threaten you. Well, all of these things have been happening over the last couple few weeks here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, at the courthouse, where I've been banned, as has a handful of other activists, including our very own Derek Jay, from Tuesday nights. We showed up this morning at the courthouse on the sidewalk, because they banned me from the property. We showed up on the sidewalk. They come out.
And they said you could be on the sidewalk.
They did say that, because it's technically not the courthouse property. But I don't know why it is they just don't say, you're banned from all sidewalks.
You're not allowed to go outside, Ian.
Right. I don't know why they haven't said that. Maybe that's what's coming next. it wouldn't surprise me at this point. So there we are. We're doing our jury nullification outreach. And Pete Eyre came out with us because he wanted us to not be alone because, you know, we had talked about this in the right. middle. It was the middle of the night when we figured this out.
Outreach is the handing of pamphlets to prospective jurors. It's
correct.
Done
to everyone coming into the court.
It's done all over. It's nothing crazy. They've been doing it for years here. You know, I mean, this isn't going and badgering the bureaucrats.
And I was not going to call and ask because there's part of the sidewalk that kind of cuts in toward the building. And
it's the sidewalk.
They
said you could be on the sidewalk. Why would you call and ask if you could?
Today they changed the rules and they said you have to be behind that white line, no longer the sidewalk, because the sidewalk comes too close to the front door. But they didn't arrest me for it, so I guess it was okay after all. Anyway, it's not so much about me what happened today. It's about Pete Eyre from copblock.org. So Derek Jay and I were there. Pete Eyre was there. We all showed up pretty early. Some other folks came along a little bit later on to help us. But we were the only three that were there, and three cops come out. And they threaten Pete. And they say to Pete, you're going to be arrested for trespass if you go in that parking lot. And Pete's pretty bewildered by this because he's never had an issue at this courthouse before.
Now, the parking lot contains public parking meters.
In fact, I've been told it's a public way. I don't know if that's true or not, but this is a legal term that the state uses. Like when you get a speeding ticket, Mark, you know this, you went to court, they always say, and I would like the court to take judicial notice that so-and-so street is a public way. Which means that, you know, you're supposed to be able to traverse on that.
Who knows what it means, but
As I understand it.
It has that sound as though you should be able to be on it if you're part of the public.
Right.
So, and now I'd like to point out, I've parked my car here many times, dropped many coins into their little meters. Mm-hmm. This is a public parking lot, at least in part.
Yes.
They don't have any lines that say, public may not go near these cars here. These cars are sanctified by the church of the state. They don't say that.
They have some reserved parking spaces,
indeed.
But that's all.
Indeed, they
that's
do.
All. And so they come up, they make a beeline for Pete Eyre, and they immediately threaten him with an arrest for trespass if he is to go into the parking lot. And all of this is caught on video, and I think it either has been posted.
What was he going into the parking lot for?
He actually, I don't think, had walked into the parking lot at this point.
They just said, hey, you.
Right. Because
they look like he was
going
to go
with those other people we don't like.
Right. He was close to Derek and I, and so they
do. They say, hold on, I'm trying to be clear here.
Thank you.
Was he walking towards the parking lot?
No, we were standing on the sidewalk.
I'm going to walk into the parking lot look on his face?
No, we were standing on the sidewalk.
Okay. They just said, hey, you with the short haircut, you can't go in the parking lot.
Right. They made a beeline for Pete and told him he would be arrested for trespass if he goes into the parking lot, that he is banned.
What if he had parked his car there?
They probably would let him unpark the car and leave at that point. They did the same thing to Pete that they did to us, except it wasn't exactly the same. When they came out and they threatened us with banning us from the whole parking lot and the rest of the building and the premises, they told us that we had to call and ask permission in order to come on. They didn't bother telling Pete this.
It's because it really doesn't matter. You can't call and ask permission because they won't take your calls.
So they basically just told him that you can't come on this property, and they gave him no reason why. At least with us, they made up this BS reason that we were harassing people. They didn't even give him a reason. And I'm asking them on video, hey, why are you doing this? This man hasn't come and harassed anyone. You haven't accused him of harassing anyone. He hasn't ever come to sing at the parking lot. He never was a part of the activism that I was talking about earlier, where we were singing and asking questions and holding video cameras on the bureaucrats. He was never once a part of that. They didn't accuse him of being a part of that. They didn't accuse him of anything. They just came out and said, you can't be here. Because you're an activist.
Did he get a letter like you guys, or was he just told?
Just told.
I don't know what made him an activist either. I mean,
he was hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Had you been standing there, they would have told you the same thing.
They're going to have a problem.
You think? It doesn't seem like they have a problem because they're getting away with it.
I've never been arrested for any of this crap. It's none of that. I am a... Look, you people take my money all the time. I dress in fine clothes. No, you're not going to do that crap to me.
You think so?
Do you want to go down to the courthouse with us tomorrow?
I have no business at the courthouse. Okay. If I have business at the courthouse, I will walk through. I will park in that parking lot because that's where I park.
Well,
then
you can come stand on the sidewalk with me and hang out with me and wait until they come out and threaten
you. Why would I hang out with you?
Well, if you don't hang out with me, they won't threaten you.
There you go.
Right?
Then I don't need the trouble.
So it's guilt by association now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it is.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, you explain why they would ban Pete Eyre, who's never once done a damn thing.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
And of course, no lawyer that I've talked to is interested in taking the case, even though it's clear violation of the Constitution in multiple ways. So what do I do about this? I'd love to hear some ideas. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Via the toll-free number, which is brought to you by Sickle CAI. It's 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon. And when you enter Amazon through those links, anything you buy at that point, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the sale. So start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. Great way to get the stuff you're looking for and help Free Talk Live at the same time. And get a great deal and free Super Saver shipping and all the other great stuff that Amazon typically offers you. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com.
As evidenced by what happened today with Pete Hare that we're talking about, the unexpected does occur. You never know what's going to happen, and you've got to protect your family. If you have some kind of inclement weather situation where you cut off at your house for a couple of weeks, or you know there's some the economy crashes, you've got unemployment, whether it's you or your spouse, food shortages. Certainly, inflation is an inevitability. For all these reasons, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com as the preparation for my family. I don't want a situation where we need to have food and we don't have it available. You go to WiseFoodStorage.com, take a look at all the different options they have there. Delicious meals that are ready to make in individual metal Mylar pouches. You can make them in just minutes. As all you have to do is add water. They carry a 25-year shelf life, and they come in a plastic tote, so you can stack them up in your garage where you know get them out of the way. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today. Request a free entree sample. This is a no-brainer. Get the free entree sample for a limited time. Also use promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping on any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com. Call 855-FOODWISE if you don't want to use the website. 855-FOODWISE. Promo code FTL for free sample, free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give the ones you love. WiseFoodStorage.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the crackdown on free speech and free press continues here unabated. I reached out to a couple of supposedly liberty-oriented attorneys, and one of them responded. Now, obviously, this is not all of the attorneys in the world, but one of them responded with kind of this ho-hum attitude of, well, you know, What's it worth to you?
I think people are, liberty activists and folks all over are nonplussed by some of the activism.
Well, I don't really care what
I know.
If they're nonplussed. I would think that people would be outraged by the fact that the free press is being destroyed and nothing's being done about it.
Apparently they're not.
Apparently not, which is kind of disturbing to me. I would think that somebody... I mean, this seems pretty clear, cut and clear, right?
To me it is.
Yeah.
To me it is, absolutely.
As a New Hampshire native.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What about this parking lot? Did you explain to the attorney that the parking lot has public parking spaces in it?
No, I didn't, but it shouldn't matter.
Shouldn't matter to you. Maybe it does to them.
Anyway, let's go to the phones here. That's an update for you. The press being cracked down upon just because you're an activist now. Apparently, you get banned from the courthouse just for standing outside.
That's crazy.
Of it. I mean, it's crazy what these people are doing, and I don't know what to do about it. Tried to go into the county commissioner's office. They can't do anything about it. You were there for that.
Their budget only.
Yeah, they basically just handle money, so they can't do any kind of sanctions or whatever against the sheriff. They can't change any of the rules. They can't do anything like
that. Well, I think when we went to the county commissioner's meeting, my request of them was that they actually go see for themselves what is happening.
Because, with them confiscating media devices and things like that.
Speaking for myself, you can see plenty of videos online. I've seen years and years of video. It's completely different when you see it for yourself with your own eyes.
Yeah, it was a real shock to your system
when this stuff happened
front of you. I don't know what the solution is, but I know if we keep bringing more liberty-minded people here, we'll figure something out. I don't know if it's to have a big barbecue in the parking lot or if there's some sort of legislative thing that can happen or like this grievance panel can do something, but I'm running out of options. I really am. There really aren't very many things that can be done besides, you know, run against the sheriff and see if you can beat the, three-term incumbent or whatever.
Right.
So
as an activist.
Right. So let's
probably
go.
Not particularly well-liked in town.
Chris is, well, that's something we need to talk about. Chris, listening in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Great show today.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
I've been reading a lot of Ayn Rand lately, and I think... you know, if Ron Paul might have cured any of my apathy, it seems like it's kind of starting to get back.
Why is that?
One of the things that, you know, that I finally kind of figured out, especially after reading the speech of John Galt in Atlas Shrugged, where she basically damns sacrifice and altruism promoted by the state and by religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people are on board with the state altogether. They've become so used to sacrificing their own good for the collective good or to the good of God, quote unquote, that they kind of like know nothing else. And I wonder if sometimes, or if really if the paradigm about, you know, destroying, you know, the power of the state, if we shouldn't be as equally vehement about damning religion as well, because I mean, historically speaking, it's been both. You know, they've been really the issue, the state and religion. And I think I see liberty activists and, you know, and how we get about the state, but religion is just as much of an evil as the state is as far as its preachings of.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say that in regards to Ayn Rand, I really haven't read much of her stuff. I was forced to read one of her books, Anthem, in high school, but that's the only one I've ever read. I do know enough about Ayn Rand, having learned about her as being in the liberty movement, that she's not a libertarian. She was not a libertarian, and she did not like libertarians, from what I understand. She was a, you know, kind of a minarchist. And had her own ideas about what government was and what it should do. So she is certainly no stand.
Ayn Rand was against libertarianism because libertarians, for the most part, believe in minimal state force, and Ayn Rand was against any type of force, at least in her original writing.
No, that's not true. No.
Really?
Ayn Rand favored the military, if I'm not mistaken, the police, government protection, etc.
Yeah,
so.
That's always been something that, because I had a hard time understanding that, because in her earlier writings, she doesn't talk pretty much anything at all about that, but then later on, towards the end of her life, she did.
I was talking with Pete Eyre about this one night when somebody was lauding Ayn Rand, and Pete kind of jumped in and set the record straight, because he's a real studied guy when it comes to these sorts of things, and he pointed out that in her fictional books, she sometimes is, you know, presenting a very, very kind of principled perspective. But in her nonfiction, where you get to learn about what Ayn Rand really thinks,
then that's when, you know, the statism comes out. And so she's not a you know, truly liberty oriented person.
Right.
And the thing that's really disturbing about her is the cult of personality that's been created around her. This objectivism, where basically these followers of objectivism are essentially essentially Ayn Randites, and they worship her, and she's infallible to them, and it's kind of creepy.
If you go onto YouTube. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, if you go onto YouTube, you can listen to what's called John Galt's speech, which I think is probably, it's actually a couple hours long. I think it's like 90 pages in Atlas Shrugged. It's a long book. It's a long section of the book.
Sure is.
But, you know, if you get a chance to listen to it, John Galt's speech, it's really convincing. I mean, I'm not saying that I've become an Ayn Randite, but I mean, she makes a really convincing argument about basically saying that, you know, society's code of morality is what's pretty much destroyed everybody, that everybody's become sacrificial lambs, so to speak.
I think that there's a lot to be good to be said about
the same.
There's a lot good to be said about Atlas Shrugged and specifically John Galt's speech. I think it's set a lot of people on fire for the ideas of liberty throughout the years. I think less so these days than it used to be. I think that Ron Paul eclipses Heinlein and Rand as the two big recruiters for
Ron
the
Paul.
Ideas of Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
just gonna keep saying it over and over again.
We love Ron Paul.
That's right. You know, and at this point, and I think people would like to say that Ron Paul has a cult of personality. I don't feel that's the case.
I don't think so either. Let me give you an example of why. And I know we're not talking about the religion thing. I want to get to that. But Ron Paul, in his speech after the New Hampshire primary wrapped up, he got a very strong second place with, 23-something percent?
Yeah, 23-something.
So he nearly tripled his vote. I mean, tripled. Yeah, tripled his vote total or his percentage of vote.
I consider
total.
That a win.
It's a huge
Paul.
Win.
Yeah.
It's a huge advancement for the ideas of liberty. Yeah. Huge
it's a two-man race now,
Paul.
End of story.
But he gave this speech at the end, and I watched the majority of this speech, and what really impressed me about Ron Paul is Ron Paul, if you watch the speech from last night, he's not up there saying, and I will be the best president in the world, and I am the right man for the job, and me. No, he's not doing that, which you would expect from a politician. He's talking about you. He's talking about the ideas of liberty, and you. And I thought that was really, you know, that really showed, I think, that, you know, this guy isn't about Ron Paul. He's about getting the ideas out.
He doesn't seem vain.
Right, and he really appreciates the people who've helped him do it. Chris, stick with us if you want to talk about the religion thing. I think that's an important topic, too. We'll get to that next. Coming up in hour number two, after the news, 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.